You're last.
Episode 93 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seeker, and it has been a phenomenal Tuesday. No Seth Neuville today, but hey, that's okay. He's a busy man. He's coaching his youngins over there at Fremont Middle School. Shouts to you, Seth. Hope you're getting dubs. But you know what? I got my TD, Rylan Dawson, in the house. Rylan, how we doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing phenomenal. Because we got two very, very special guests. The two first girls on the Takeover Sports Woo! Podcast. Can we get a round of applause, Rylan?
Sure.
Love it. Thank you.
So let's introduce our guests. We'll start with this one here on the left. My left, I guess. Lexi Almeido, mainline dancer at Boise State, senior.
Yep.
You've been there for 4 years? This is your fourth year?
Yeah, it is. Fourth and final.
Okay, and you are from where in California?
No, Las Vegas. Nevada. Come on, Ryan.
She goes to Boise State. I mean, I just figured California.
That's right.
Okay, that's right. That's right, Las Vegas. So, what made you choose Boise State?
So, it was kind of like a long process. I hadn't even applied to Boise, and my mom and I were on like a bunch of different college road trips. At the time, I was in between UNR and Utah State. But
oh man,
yeah. So wow. we went to a Utah State football game. Yeah, thank God, literally.
Yeah.
We went to a Utah State football game, and then we drove up to check out the University of Montana, which is really interesting and totally not for me whatsoever. But we're sitting in Montana having dinner, and last minute, my mom's like very spontaneous. We decided to drive to Spokane, Washington, because it was like 3 hours away, and then the way to get back home to Vegas was through Boise. My grandma had lived in Boise for a little bit, and I had some friends that went here, and so we checked it out. I fell in love with Albertson Stadium first, and then
what a sight.
So I fell in love with the football field, and I was like, Mom, I'm going here. She's like, Lexi, you haven't even toured the campus yet.
Really?
And I hadn't even applied, and so sure enough, I fell in love with the campus. I applied, tried out for the dance team, made it, and then been here ever since.
So why was Montana not for you, but Boise was? Was it the blue turf? What was it?
It was just, it's so weird because Boise and Vegas are completely different, but it was the first, yeah. Boise was the first college campus that I stepped onto that I actually felt comfortable and like at home or like at peace on. Every other campus I had toured, I felt like a stranger and I felt like an outsider, where with Boise, I felt like I fit in. I was like, I don't even go to the school yet. And I already felt like it was, I just kind of knew, which it's weird to say, but yeah.
It just felt right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your 4 years here.
Thanks.
And now we got to introduce our other guest, Madeline Molitor. You're the one from California.
Yeah, I am.
And?
Davis, California.
Davis. Is that, that's Bay Area?
Yeah, close. Kind of more Sacramento.
Okay.
It's like, I went to high school in Sacramento.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so what made you choose Boise State?
It's not as nice of a story as Lexi.
Honestly,
it wasn't my first choice. I wanted to go to school in sunny SoCal.
I did too.
Didn't get into San Diego State. Tragic, truly.
God.
But I've loved Boise State and I don't regret coming here. But definitely just came here. I knew people coming here. So kind of had that like comfort going into Boise State, knowing I had friends.
Okay.
So that was kind of a good drive to come here too.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And so this is a sports podcast. We got a mainline dancer here and a flag football
yes.
champion
yes.
is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
So my sorority Alpha Z Delta, shout out them. We host
Let's
an
go.
Event every year to raise money. And it's on the blue, the Boise State blue, and it's a football tournament. And so we have a men's bracket and a women's bracket. And I was on the women's bracket team with some of my really good friends and just sorority sisters. And I was the quarterback, and we won 3 games. I believe it was 3, and won the championship. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll pipe in here.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
I was on the winning men's team also on that side of the bracket.
I was
watching during our games when we didn't have a game. Yeah, Madeline was tearing it up.
Thank
she
you.
Was throwing dimes.
Really?
Thank
yeah.
You.
Is there highlights so. I can watch?
I think that there actually was a video somebody made, and we didn't even pay them. So
like, I wish
like I had
the huddle?
Girl's name.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I should get one.
Huddle.
I played my sophomore year before COVID. We had the same, it's called Football Frenzy, and we made it to the championship, but we played against the club basketball team, the women's basketball team.
Oh, geez.
And we were not successful winning that one. They came up to me after and they were like, hey, if you ever want to play on our intramural flag football team, like, you're welcome to come on. Yeah. I was like, honored. Thank you.
Have you ever played flag football before? Like in high school?
Okay, so my family's a huge football fan. And when I have two older brothers, so I'd grow up and they'd be tossing the football with my dad, and I would always
just do it.
I did this thing called pump, pass, and kick when I was younger, and
I did too. It was like a camp.
it's like a competition. Is that what yours was? Like you punt, pass, and kick a football. I made it to the 49ers game. Made it through like a few different brackets of like being able to punt it the furthest.
My goodness,
that's really cool.
I don't know, kind of a weird cork, I guess. Cool. I have. Yeah. I don't even know. But yeah.
So you said you were a Bills fan earlier. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that? So like you're not from Buffalo, New York, right?
No. My dad, once again, big football guy. He kind of just got my whole family to follow the Bills.
Bills Mafia,
we're
baby.
Clearly not bandwagons because we have gone to games since I was like six.
It gets cold up there.
Used to be really bad.
Oh,
so
they were horrible.
We're not just jumping on the train now. Yeah. Sadly. I hate to admit it, but we did go through a lot of people making fun of us throughout the years. But yeah, there's not really any story. It's just my family follows them, loves them.
That's the best story.
Loves to break tables.
Yeah, smashing the tables, that's the best. Have you smashed any tables in your childhood?
No, like, sadly not.
Like baby Madeline wasn't like smashing baby tables?
My dad's throwing like me on the table. Yeah. No, I wish. Gosh, I need to do it one of these days.
You have to.
I have to.
Okay.
Won't be a true fan until I do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Before you graduate, you got to break one
table.
It's
like initiation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so then Lexi, what made you want to get into mainline dancing? Like how young did you start?
So I started dancing at two. I didn't like dance at first. I grew up playing a bunch of different sports. My dad always said I couldn't dance unless I played a sport with a ball at the same time.
Interesting.
And so I had a lot of things going on at once. At one point I was playing like four different sports, I think. And dancing. And so I've been dancing since I was two, but my mom made me stick with it. And then when I got to high school, I played soccer and I danced all throughout my junior or like freshman through junior year. And then senior year came around. I was like, okay, well, I kind of want to maybe like try out for a dance team in college. And so I didn't want to play soccer my senior year to get like injured or anything. And so I just like worked my butt off senior year. Just when I decided on Boise State, I prepared for like 3 months before tryouts, just like working to make sure that I had everything or I was in the best possible position for when I came up here for tryouts. And then fortunately I made it and we're here four years later.
You've been doing it ever since.
Yeah. So dancing for a long time. My body is definitely, definitely feeling it.
So something us four have in common, why we're at Boise State. We're also in a university television production class.
Shout out.
Shout out.
UTP.
Nathaniel Snyder.
Yes. You beat me to it. Nathaniel Snyder. So now I want to know everyone's story. Why did we take this class? What made you guys want to take this?
Yeah.
Because this is kind of how we all met, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I met you through Jenna.
And Jenna's.
Yeah, through Jenna. And then the follow, like through
and
Speak.
And through Speak and through like our podcast, but.
And then it just so happened the following semester, like we're in the same class.
Yeah.
There you go.
From my high school experience, we had a broadcast television class. And I've just like, since I was younger, I love storytelling. I love making videos. Some could say being the center of attention. I do enjoy being in front of people singing, doing anything. So I loved being in front of the camera in high school. I did the social media. I would do like Twitter. I'd just anchor sometimes. And then I came here and I didn't do it my first year. I think it was only my sophomore year when I decided I kind of wanted to take the class. And I met Nathan that year. And Nathan is the coolest professor. So I knew I needed to take more classes with him.
Yeah, 100%. You want to go?
That's cool. Yeah, sure. So I am technically a journalism major. So I'm the sports editor for like Boise State School newspaper. So I'm more of like the writing and reporting type. But Jenna, when she was on the team with me, or she's still on the team, but when she was on the team last year, she had kind of said, oh, you should take this broadcast class and just see if you like broadcast or want to go into it. I don't think I want to. I think I want to stick to more like the journalism side of it.
Okay.
But it's definitely been a lot of fun and I love the people, but yeah.
So would you rather be behind the camera?
No, I don't want to be behind. I mean, I can be in front of the camera. I think that's the whole reason I wanted to take this class was so I could get that experience of like doing all different types of things when it comes to broadcast, but
which that's good to put on your resume too.
Exactly. Yeah. But I would say the biggest thing is like I love writing and I love being able to sit in like post-game press conferences for Boise State athletic events and be able to interview Boise State athletes and or just athletes in general and write stories. That's my thing. So nice. Yeah.
Rylan Dawson, do you want to chime in? You got a little story for us?
I'd say mine's kind of closest to Madeline's. I was in the whole high school newscasting thing. It's nowhere like near what Boise State's is by any means. Ours was so ghetto. We used like handy cams and like the teacher actually kind of looked like Brian.
Oh no way!
Bald guy.
Mine kind of did too, actually.
mine kind of did too. Weirdly, yeah, like if weird. You kind of think about it.
Yeah, mine was bald. He kind of looked like the chicken man from a Toy Story 2.
Oh, okay. Al?
He looked exactly like him. It was so funny.
But I was like into like media all through high school, but necessarily like when I came to Boise State, didn't want to do television at all. I wanted to do more film. They didn't have the film major at the time, so I just kind of took like other media like production classes. And then it came to the time where I work AV in the sub, and UTP. That was when they're like pre-COVID, so they're doing like big 1,000-person events in like the Jordan Ballroom, and UTP would come and like set up and like live stream it. So I got to see like a little behind the scenes before I was even in the class, and then. Took 117 just because I had to. It was either that or PR, I think, for my major, and I just stuck with UTP ever since.
Very nice.
Nice. Okay, well, here's mine. So in high school, I kind of really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had an idea, and it was definitely something with sports. And so I took some video production classes and with the chicken man, Andy Faber. Shout out, Andy. And then, like, I wasn't really good at editing, but I was good at like just kind of filming and making sure what I knew what I wanted to get and also talking in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. My parents, my uncle, my grandparents, they would always be like, "Ryan, you just got, I don't know what it is, like a knack for sports. Like you're like an encyclopedia."
Yeah, so you
knowledge.
Are an encyclopedia of like sports knowledge.
I don't know what it is. It just retains like nothing else and it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I enjoy getting up every day studying sports, watching sports, even playing sports too. And so that's just kind of what I wanted to get into when I was telling my my Boise State comm advisor, Mary.
Shout out, Mary.
Yeah. And so she was like, "Yeah, get into some like public speaking comm classes." And I was like,
"Nope."
I was like, "Yeah, okay, sure, whatever. I'll take your word for it." A semester goes by. I'm like, "This isn't it. No way." Yeah. And so she was like, "Okay, well, there's this class I got for you. His name's Nathaniel Snyder." I was like, "Okay, this will be fun." I take it. I meet Eric, Ben, and then like all of them. And I was like, this doesn't even seem like class, you know?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It seems like we're like one big family and we just literally fuck around.
How long did it take for you and Ben and Eric to become like the trio?
So Eric and I we met on the first day. We were learning how to do the overhand knot. With like that was like the cable wrapping too.
Yeah.
Eric and I were both struggling. Like him and I were like, "What? Like, do you get this?" And Eric's like, "Yeah, it goes like this." And Ben's over there just handling it, no problem. He was kind of a quiet kid at first.
Oh, and that's surprising.
Because he walked in, Eric and I, he's like so stoic, like chin above everyone, like
this
super
Eric?
Chill. No, this was Ben.
Oh, Ben.
Ben, just kind of like, you know, super chill. And then Eric and I are like, "I don't know, he seems kind of like a weird dude, honestly. Like, who is this guy? Who do you think he's better than everyone?" And then he'd always hang out with Colin. I don't know if you guys met him.
Mm-mm.
They were super tight, but then a semester goes by, Colin leaves.
Ben comes up,
"Eric, Ryan, what's up?"
Like that, Eric Ryan, like he left you out of it? Because Eric Ryan's name.
Okay, I didn't catch that. But no, it was, "Hey, Eric, hey, Ryan."
It was Ryan, Eric, what's up?
Maybe that's Eric
Ryan. Yeah, Ryan first for sure, and then Eric.
For the people listening, Eric Ryan is his full name.
It is his full name. Eric James Ryan is his full name.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So we get him confused in class.
Yeah.
We've got Ryan Seeker and Eric Ryan.
And then was Ryan James Eric. It was like identical, just backwards.
That would be crazy.
That would be actually pretty weird.
And we also had a Ryan Eckert too.
Yeah, we did last semester.
And so that's what really threw people off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought they were one person.
Me too.
Always,
yeah.
Before, everyone says that.
Before like meeting the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Eckert and Ryan Seekert. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, our last names are like, if you take off,
Eckert, yeah.
If you
yeah.
take off the S-I in my last name, it's Eckert.
Yeah. I had an embarrassing moment this year. Like, I've known Eric Ryan for a minute now, and we were in the hallway and I literally looked at him and I was like, I don't know your name. Like, I was like, I don't remember your name.
And
like,
what, is he just looking at you like, so?
Like, it's Eric. And I'm like, I knew that.
Eric.
But it's just something about his name. Maybe he looks more like a Ryan to me. I don't know.
I think he's the one that struggled the most with the names. Like, people calling him the names.
Well, he's got two first names.
He's got three.
Oh, well, yeah. Three. Yeah. That's his full name.
It's brutal.
That is brutal.
That is brutal. Yeah.
Sorry, Eric James Ryan.
Yeah. R.I.P., my guy.
It's brutal.
Halloween's coming up.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It is.
What are we going to be?
A couple different things.
Shout out Chimney Chatter. We were on an episode today.
We were.
It's a show that Ben and Eric Ryan do.
There we go.
And it was a Halloween special. So I was Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. That's why I'm in this blue bodysuit still. long day.
You just went straight to work, didn't you?
I went to work and then I came straight here
you
after.
You worked in the bodysuit?
No. I changed into my work uniform for work.
The polo?
The voice state polo. Info desk. Shout out them too.
Shout out the info
shout
desk
out
for
them.
Real.
But I think I'm going to be a princess and I'm going to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast and It, the clown. My friends, you know, it.
Pennywise. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So my friend's going to do some cool makeup on my face and
that'll be pretty sweet.
Stay tuned. Instagram might have some photos.
Love it.
Ooh. Okay. Lexi.
Okay.
That'll
so
be fun.
We have like a spooky practice tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So last year I bought a Guy Fieri costume.
I remember that.
Like the flame shirt, the wig,
I love
the
that.
Glasses. At one point I had a mustache, but it ended up like falling off and sticking to my friend's driveway for like a week. And the goatee fell off too. But yeah, so for tomorrow's practice, I'm going to be Guy Fieri. I love that costume. It's a fun one. And then
it's a goated costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Guy.
No.
He's the man.
You can't.
He's the guy.
It's a good costume, too. And then for actual Halloween, I think I'm going to be Mamma Mia.
Mm.
Like
Mamma Mia.
Blue top, kind of like that
one.
And then sparkly silver, like flowy pants, white go-go boots, crimp my hair a little bit.
That's really fun.
Little Mamma Mia moment.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Rylan?
I was going to ask you. You go first.
Okay. So I'm going to be wearing my outfit Wednesday, one of them. I've got two.
Okay.
I'm going to be Donald Trump for Wednesday and Friday.
Okay. Oh, gosh. For class?
For class.
Oh, you're not even camera, though. You're not.
I know. That's what's unfortunate. Yeah. And he's
all
like,
girls anchoring this week.
The boys died.
Shout out.
The boys died.
It was because of your rant. You literally asked for more guys, and they gave you the exact opposite.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Wow, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Your
see the
rant
background
went
they used
off.
On Monday?
Wait, what'd you say? You
see the background they used on the projector Monday?
Me
that
saying.
That was funny.
Me quoting.
I don't have a list.
It was the closed captions of you saying.
I don't have a list, but I have herpes. Love that.
That was great.
I was actually terrified going into that. I had no idea what I was about to read.
Dude, the first one was way better.
Your rant?
Yeah, Ben Luca wrote my script for me. I had no idea what I was about to read.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They tore it out of his script.
The first
and his rundown and everything.
Yep.
The first run
Blind
through was really
read.
Good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I couldn't help it.
I was the sole audience member watching
it. Good.
Madeline's just sitting
I could
there.
Hear
sitting
it there. From the spec lobby, and you were just laughing.
Because it was just like
was
after
ridiculous.
Joke after joke yeah. after joke.
And it was, you could tell it was
the
Ben's
sick,
writing.
Sick sheep.
The
what was
sixth,
it?
The sixth sheep's sheep. Sick.
No. Six sheep's sheep's sick.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one more S in there.
There is one more.
Yeah.
But I was
good thing I don't
it.
Have a list.
Yeah. Let me say it again. And then he made me say it again. And then
it's on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it.
Yeah,
Boise
please
State.
Do. Episode
49.
40.
48.
No, 48.
47.
48. No, I think it was 48. 49.
No,
49
no,
was
40,
Puppet.
No, 48's
no,
Puppet.
Is
oh, she's
49.
49
this week. Yeah.
That so was 47.
You're right.
Mm.
For once.
State television on YouTube.
Ooh, easy. But, and then, so yeah, I'm going to be Donald Trump. We're going to loop back. I'm going to be Donald Trump. And then Saturday, I'm going to be Jack Harlow.
Oh, fun.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Okay.
You think I, because the curls are there.
I think honestly that could really work for you.
Yeah, I think it could.
You think so?
Yeah. And then,
you kind of have that, yeah.
Kind of have that what?
That vibe.
Smooth.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can see it.
I can see the look. I definitely see it.
So the problem is like, up here is cool. I might pierce my
ears
too.
Doesn't he wear glasses too sometimes
for the costume?
I might go all out just for one night.
I say add the glasses. Because
he has pierced ears, doesn't he?
Yeah. You should do that.
And then, yeah, I'm going to get glasses. And then, but the problem is like, anything he could wear is like different. So I'm
thinking.
You
got to get a turtleneck.
I was just say black or white?
Black.
Black.
He does a black turtleneck.
Black turtleneck, yeah.
And then a couple gold chains.
I would say black pants maybe.
Yeah. Like a corduroy pant.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you can. I would say black pants because you don't want to look like The Rock.
No.
That's kind of what I was just thinking.
With the black turtleneck and the denim.
And then with the chains too. Yeah. So I think I have to wear like a blazer over the turtleneck.
Maybe. Yeah.
Just go to his Instagram.
Yeah.
You could wear like a velvet blazer.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or like corduroy. Like something kind of, maybe corduroy is better.
I think I might just have to go thrift shopping and find
something. Yeah. Honestly, I'm pretty sure
you could. Yeah, you could be Macklemore too.
Because he doesn't...
That's pushing it. That one's pushing it.
I think because I mean he doesn't dress like super nice. He kind of just dresses super casual and kind of thrifty, you know.
Yeah.
With, like,
but he
jewelry.
Has good style.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love it.
Okay,
I think it's a fun one.
Dawson,
I'm pretty basic. I'm just a prisoner,
dude.
I bought one outfit.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And only one costume. You don't have two. We got a whole weekend, brother.
I got Saturday. I got work Friday. I got work Sunday. So
lame,
bro. Yeah. You're not gonna wear a costume to work
tomorrow. I'm wearing the prisoner outfit. I'm wearing that Saturday too. So my theory behind it is I have to DJ all weekend. So I need something that doesn't get way too hot and is like
smart.
Easy to put on.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good one. So. Yeah, and then people know who you are
exactly
or what you are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because last year I was a plumber. It was like the hat.
That's what these
like,
eBay costumes you're doing.
No, last year I got it on Halloween.
Or like the
Spirit
Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was at Spirit last minute. It said, it's like
I'm
going to
be a cop.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah.
No,
good one.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty basic. Sorry.
No, yeah, that's sick, Rylan. We're proud of you.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's, before we get to our fun games, we got to talk about a little bit, little sports here, just to kind of tie it in. So, you're a Bills fan. Do you have a team?
Yeah.
Lexi?
Yeah.
What's your team?
Doesn't say it.
NFL. I don't want to say it.
We're on the edge of our seats. I thought you knew this.
Raiders.
No. I know this.
Because we were talking about it the other day. Baseball.
East Coast?
No. It's
the
Athletics.
The Atlanta Braves.
No.
It's the Niners.
No.
Baseball. She literally just said baseball.
I just said baseball.
Oh, Red Sox.
Giants?
Yeah, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins.
You're a Boston gal. That's
Boston.
Right.
Yes, big gal. Boston gal.
From Boston.
Yeah, hey, go Pats. Go Sox.
I can't. I'm trying to move there after college. And I really want to get a Boston accent.
You're going to get one.
Like, adopt one. I really want to.
You will.
To go after
live
college.
There long enough.
And drink Dunkin' like all the time. That sounds great.
That's the dream.
They don't
drinking Dunkin'.
Move there just to drink Dunkin'.
Yes. And watch the Red Sox.
Yeah. At easy. Fenway. Fenway's a beautiful park.
That's a bucket list park for sure.
You been there
it's,
yet?
It's Ryan? Beautiful.
Never been there.
You been there, Lexi?
Yeah. I on watched the Yankees play at the Red Sox and we beat the Yankees and it was
good.
I watched the Red
Lexi's
Sox
just,
play the Yankees.
It was awesome. But yeah. Boston, for sure.
So, if you had to
rank... Kind of Vegas, but...
Okay.
Like, Golden Knights and Raiders. My cousin's a Raiderette, so I kind of, like, cheer for him, but...
Okay.
Very cool.
So, if you had to rank those Boston teams, how would you rank them? Like, that you like the most. Red Sox one is what I'm digging.
It depends on the season.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, yearly.
Like, right now, obviously, I would rank the Red Sox as, like, one, because the Patriots aren't doing very well this season. But I don't love the NBA. I'd rather watch like college basketball.
Mm. I would too.
Yeah.
That's fair. So NBA sucks now.
Yeah. So does NFL. Not gonna lie. The NFL's soft as fuck.
Fantasy's keeping me in the NFL, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And
I like
betting.
Keeping up with it, but I would say Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, Celtics.
Celtics are down there. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Gotcha. And then Vegas teams are in there somewhere.
So if there was one athlete that you've watched growing up, I don't know if they've inspired you or just the one that you watched the most growing up. Like, who was it?
It's definitely not a Boston team.
That's
which
okay.
Is interesting. I mean, Tom Brady, I've watched growing up.
Same.
I mean, like, yeah. And I'm not a bandwagon fan, I swear. I have a picture of me at like 4 years old in a Patriots cheerleader uniform. So promise.
Day one.
I have family in Massachusetts. I can promise you I'm not a bandwagon fan. But I would say when I was, so it was 2012, the Summer Olympics. And I remember I was like watching the Olympics with my family. And Katie Ledecky, she was 15 at the time, and she had won a gold medal. And I was competing in triathlons at the time.
Okay.
That was another thing my dad got me into. And so I love swimming. I was really good at the swimming and the running part. Biking, absolutely not. But I would place really well in these triathlons because I love the swimming and I love the running part. But at the time, I was like, Mom, Dad, I'm going to go to the Olympics for swimming.
Let's go.
I'm like 12 years old. And they're like, okay, Lexi, like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like, no, I swear I'm going. Like, in 4 years, you'll see me there. My aunt had actually, she was like one spot away from qualifying from the Olympics back in the day. She was a really good swimmer.
That's awesome.
And so it kind of ran in the family. And I just really looked up to Katie Ledecky. She was so young and did so much at her age. And she was just really inspiring and continues to be really inspiring, especially after this Olympics. So, yeah, she was definitely someone who I specifically remember being like, wow, this girl's so cool. Like, I want to be her one day. Even though I didn't get into swimming after that as much, it was still just like an inspiring moment. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So, is it Katie Ledecky?
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Okay. Yes.
Because you said Brady. I just didn't know which one was which, but.
Oh, no. Katie Ledecky. Yeah.
Ledecky Brady.
Well, I guess. Okay. I don't know. There's a lot of athletes I look up to, but.
Okay. But Ledecky was number one for sure.
Yeah. I would say so.
That's awesome.
As like childhood, like looked up to her.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Got anyone? That really sticks out.
The guy breaking the table.
Honestly,
in the parking lot.
I was just thinking, I don't really have like an athlete that stands out to me. But I remember I did tell you, this is kind of a side story, but my second cousin, Paul Molitor, made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2004.
Oh, that's
what?
He
in,
played
like, Cooperstown?
So cool.
Yeah,
he played,
Paul
played
Molitor.
For the Twins. He's my dad's cousin, so he's my second cousin.
That's so cool.
So I got to meet Yogi Berra.
What?
Yeah,
just
when
Yogi
I was
Berra.
Four and like
that's
a whole bunch
it.
Of like
cool.
Yeah. A lot of baseball players. I was four, so not very aware at the time. I think I went and played with like the little in the kids section of the Hall of Fame. But like that's
so
always
sick.
My subtle flex of an athlete in the family. But I don't really have like a specific. I mean, Josh Allen's the obvious.
Especially for right now.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's really good. Mm-hmm. He's good at his job.
Yeah, he's really good. He's brought the Bills out. They're doing really well now. So yeah, I would say maybe Josh Allen. I didn't really grow up, like I grew up watching the NFL, not really knowing their names, but just kind of watching, I know how football works. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I just thought of this. Like when you said breaking tables, you know how like teams do like pregame chants and like to hype up the crowd.
Yeah.
And like the stadiums do like sound effects.
Yeah.
Imagine if like the Bills had they'd get one fan every game at home.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a table at the 50-yard line and someone breaks it and goes, yeah.
And they run around.
Do you know how hype that'd get me?
That,
I'm not a Bills fan, but I would run.
That'd be
so
sick.
I'd get ready to run through a brick wall.
That'd be so
sick. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, just, I don't know. I think
that's
so hype.
Yeah.
I know.
Have you ever seen like
wouldn't that
the
be sick?
That would
pre-game
be really cool.
For like the Golden Knights? How
I
they put
not.
On, they put, it's Vegas, so they put on like a whole show, but the pregame for Knights games are
pretty sweet.
So cool.
They like joust on the ice. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be
fun. I think they kind of do. Like, I don't know. It's just this whole production and it's like everyone in the stadium. And then when they're singing the national anthem or the Star Spangled Banner, when it's like through the night, everyone in the in the arena yells "night" for like Golden Knights.
That's cool.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
Really cool too.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
The Dodgers routine is just fight someone, Ryan.
Yeah, it's not good. Dodgers fans are not good. They don't have a good rap right now.
Yeah.
They never have.
I know. Yeah, it's not right now. It's just always. Oh, Rylan, any athletes that you know you just inspired you?
Didn't watch football as a kid. Still hate basketball. I'm a big baseball guy.
Okay, so any baseball players?
Fair.
Obviously, Derek Jeter.
Good one.
That's the first baseball player I can, like, remember, like, knowing and, like, kind of looking into. And then as I got older, Andre Ethier was one I
Dude, I love that guy. Loved Ethier. Matt Kemp was my homie.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
That's why I have 16 in my, like, favorite numbers.
Because Ethier?
Yeah, because Ethier. That's why I'm a big Will Smith guy, too.
Because he rocks 16. For me, it's Kobe. I'm a Lakers fan, and I don't know what it is. Ever since, I mean, obviously once he passed away, like, I mean, it hasn't been the same. But, like, once LeBron went to the Lakers, I don't know what it is. I just don't watch him as much.
Interesting.
And I don't. It's not like I don't like LeBron.
Yeah.
I just don't have, like, that drive to, like, oh, the Lakers are on. I got to watch, you know?
Yeah. That's fair.
Seems kind of, like, not, like, gimmicky, but, like, it seems like it's just, it really made it a business more than, like, a sport.
Okay, that's
that, like,
fair,
I looked up to. I don't know, maybe it's because I was, like, a child when Kobe was playing, because, I mean, every game I was just Kobe jersey watching the Lakers.
Yeah. It's not a side question for Lexi. What's your favorite sport to, like, write about? Since we're talking about, like,
Rylan Dawson.
This is a good question. I mean, unfortunately, like, I wish we still had a baseball team because I would love to be able to go into baseball, like, journalism and stuff, but I would say my favorite sport to, like, cover is for sure basketball. I love college basketball. Not a big fan of the NBA, like I said, but college basketball, like March Madness, that's my thing. And it's just so, like, when you're sitting there and you're reporting, like, you have your laptop and then you're, like, watching the game and a play happens and you're trying to write it down, but then the game's still going on, and it's just, like, so, you get, like, an adrenaline rush, and it's so fun to report on. And then the game ends, you're, like, trying to finish your article, and then you have to, like, come up with questions for the post-game press conference. And Leon Rice is one of my favorite people to interview, I think. He's just so funny and so entertaining.
He seems like a good dude.
And he is. He's, like, very respectful. And there was one time I was switching off with my editor covering men's basketball, and so I was back in, like, the Zoom post-game press conference, and Leon had made the comment, like, oh, Lexi's back. Like, hey, how are you? That's cool. I just felt, like, really cool and really important, and I was like, okay, this is, like, a sign of, like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
He's a
That's awesome.
He's a big supporter of Greek life. The basketball team, what was it, 2019, 2018, they brought in a bunch of pizzas for Teak.
Let's go.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're huge fans of Greek life.
No, Leon's
That's
awesome.
That's really awesome.
Okay, so let's get to our game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Rylan, let me know when you have it pulled up.
It's up.
It's up. Okay, so this is the first game called that we've ever had called How Many Drinks Would It Take for You to Kiss This Athlete? Because we got two girls on the show.
This is my question. Is it Boise State athletes, or is it just any? Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I jumped the
professional.
Gun.
Professional.
Oh, okay. Professional. Perfect. Perfect.
I was going to say, let's keep Boise State athletes out of here.
I was a little scared,
That would be, I'd be doing you guys pretty dirty.
I think you know them a little more. I don't think I really know them.
We're like, he put Hank on there, actually. We're like, let's not.
No, one of these is going to be hilarious. Rylan, just wait.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay. This is the first one. Rylan, you see it?
Yep.
What do you think? Kind of a good one to start with?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Flipping.
Oh.
Kirk Cousins.
Let me move over a little.
There you go.
Not bad. I don't like the beard.
But he's clean shaven on the far left.
The one on the left is...
I almost like the photo on the right more.
Really?
Yeah. I think he looks a little freaky in the first foot and, like, his profile
pic. Well, I agree. I don't think... Yeah.
Good looking guy.
I would say,
how many,
like,
drinks?
Four or five?
Honestly, three.
It's personality.
Right. It's personality, really. Yeah. If he was a sweet talker, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, and if he was, like, respectful, that's important. That's my thing. If he's gonna be, like, an a-hole, I'm like, goodbye.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is... We'll actually make this fun. So Rylan and I kind of know, like, the personalities.
Okay,
and, like,
tell us.
And, like, their height and stuff, so...
Oh, height matters.
Kirk is, I think, what, 6'3"?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And,
that's a good height.
That's really good.
And he's actually probably one of the funnier quarterbacks.
Oh, I like funny.
Okay,
and,
yeah, funny.
He is... He does have a short temper, though.
I would say, does he get mad after plays? Okay.
He does. Mm. He gets in the receiver's faces and goes like, you're supposed to be doing this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, a short temper on the football field is different than, like, real life.
That
is true. People that get offended by things easily and, like, get like a short temper. It's
but
not
alcohol
very attractive
does.
Thing.
It,
you're right.
It heightens everything.
I would
heightens
say
everything.
Four. Or five, four or five. Final
yeah,
answer.
I think I'm going to change mine from 3 to 5 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really want him yelling at me.
Yeah, no.
Getting in my face.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, drink of choice? Both of you?
Ooh. I'm a big...
This is the next one, Rylan.
Wine gal. And then ooh. I love margaritas, too.
Oh, margaritas
you mean like,
hit.
You mean like a drink downtown? Or just like
no, like drink. Not like a vodka soda or gin, like not
okay.
something simple, but like
I
if
those.
If you're willing to
yeah.
spend like a good like $10
yeah.
to $12 cocktail,
oh, yeah.
what would it be?
A margarita for sure, or
I
a
like
glass of wine.
Very tropical drinks, so like a pina colada.
Okay,
I know it's
blended.
So, yeah, I like the
oh,
blended drinks.
God.
I know. I'm not a huge margarita girl. I tequila
really?
Is not really
oh,
my favorite.
I love tequila.
A nice marg just
yes.
It yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Next one here. I remember when this dude won the championship, ladies went crazy over him. So
okay.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, okay.
I have some stats,
okay.
I have some stats for
that's
you guys.
That's one big forehead. I'm going to say it. I'm
really?
So sorry.
You guys want some
it's
info
it's pretty
on
big.
Him?
That is
yeah.
actually.
Please
I
give
mean,
me background.
I know okay. quite a bit.
He's 6'4".
Yeah.
He, Madeline, 24
okay,
years
yeah,
of
yeah,
age.
Thank okay. you.
24. And he weighs 220.
Well, bigger dude.
What about personality?
What about, yeah.
I just have the numbers.
Actually,
not personality.
Thank you.
For he is, I would probably say Joe Burrow is, he's an alpha, but super, I'd say he's humble.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's a good leader. And when he
okay.
needs,
I would say, well, I would say one drink for confidence.
I was just saying, he's a confident dude.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Honestly, I would need one drink for, just for like confidence.
Like she would need. A little confidence to go up to him.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll say 2 drinks.
Because he's not a bad looking dude.
Yeah.
No, I think I find him like attractive.
Okay.
He's cute. I also would kind of need to see him like play. Doing, like playing.
I need to see his stats.
Like,
no. Madeline's like, what's his 40 time?
I mean, the way that somebody like presents themselves is
yeah.
huge too. So
I mean,
like the way they walk, the way they talk.
Okay.
If he had a high pitched voice, maybe I wouldn't be like.
Oh, he'd sound he'd normal.
Yeah.
Normal-ish
yeah.
voice.
It's 2 drinks.
Because I can kind of give you personal, like, so this dude, his last year at LSU, wins the Heisman, wins the national championship. He's
yeah.
super humble, like a humble
cool,
cocky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Lights a cigar, just says, yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's
yeah.
it. All right.
Yeah, on to the NFL.
Like, very confident. All right,
2 drinks.
Yeah.
That's all we'll say for that one.
Okay, here's the next one. Rylan, ready?
Yep. Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Fan of that one.
Kyler Murray. Okay, big one here.
Oh,
kay?
He's cute.
He's 5'10". He's a short guy. He is, I think, the smallest QB in the NFL. But
yeah.
he is a baller.
Yeah, really fast. Also plays baseball.
1 drink.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say, I see him throwing, and he looks way more attractive in that photo.
Yeah.
His
sometimes guys
profile
like
photo isn't my favorite.
Profile photos mm-mm. or headshot photos are
yeah.
awful. I'm like,
boys aren't.
It's like composite pictures.
Yeah, it's scary. It's spooky scary. I would say 3.
Okay.
3. What was yours? 1?
1.
Okay.
Just because I mean, I'm like 5'7", so
I guess that is true.
I feel like that.
she got me.
The half counts.
So.
Okay.
Okay,
so
fair,
1 and 3?
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually kind of fun. We got to
do this.
This
is fun.
Yeah, this is
really
fun.
Yeah,
you should do this
fun.
With Seth. I was,
yeah. Dude, we should with like female
I
athletes.
I feel like we're really breaking this down too.
Yeah.
No, it's good because we can kind of give you like their demeanor. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I like it. I like it. It's like you're a friend trying to like help
set
us out.
Set us up.
We're the wing then.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
This, all right. Okay. Now, what do you think here? Patrick Beverly. So with this guy... Mm. You are at a bar with him. I can probably guarantee he starts the bar fight.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, literally 10. 15. I'm like,
he's
yeah,
six,
no.
He's 6'5".
Shouldn't
that
be kissing
doesn't
anyone.
Matter.
No, this is like a... I should
like
have blacked
out.
About
say, how many
yeah,
you guys are
this
blacked
is like
out?
A, this is like a, my friends are like, we
yeah.
need to get her home. She's not okay. Please don't
yeah.
kiss her type of thing. Like,
right.
maybe it was accidental, but like, they're like, no.
I'm in like a
that
really bad
thing.
State. Yeah.
Yeah. Like never
go.
Happened to me before. Mom, if you're watching. But Yeah, it's like we need to get her home. She's not.
Yeah. All right. So we're not a fan of Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
And I approve of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
not a fan.
Yeah, he is the dude that starts all the fights.
That's horrible. Ew. Like a was it Tyreek Evans used to do that?
Yeah. Kind of a hothead and just needs to get under their skin.
Or no. I'm thinking of Cousins, I think.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes,
like him, but like scrappy and small.
Yeah. Yep.
Ready for this next one, Rylan?
Yeah, hit me with it. No, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
Let's see it.
No, let's see it. Rylan said we can't do it.
Dude, why'd you pick that out of everything?
Because this was the only thing there.
Let's see it.
What? No way. That was the only
picture
you could
find. Turn around the camera or the computer.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Turn it.
No. No.
Shut up. Wait, is that really him on the
Nathan
mic?
Nathan Snyder. Our professor we were talking about earlier.
Shut up.
Nathan is a married man.
Of him on the left.
That's his backyard.
No,
the other one.
Like the IDBM.
Oh, that was on the right. That is.
Was he in like a movie?
It kind of looks like it.
He does have an IDBM.
That looks like an action shot, for sure.
Yeah, shut up.
Looks like it was on film.
Do not covet your neighbor's wife. He's a married man.
Yeah. Why would you put this on here?
I just feel like I don't.
No, I like the joke.
What about
right? I had to because it's YouTube.
If Nathan ever watched
and
this,
and he's there. Oh,
Nathan will never watch this.
And Kim, his wife.
I can promise you, he would never watch.
What about Nathan and the mask today?
Oh my God, that was scary.
Hilarious. I loved it.
He had like a fox mask on.
The mouth moving?
And the jaw. Yeah, the jaw would move.
What was up with that? I saw that in your story, Ryan. The jaw moved?
Oh, yeah.
With the suit.
Were you not there?
Wasn't it like a red, like velvet?
Yeah, he had like a jaw strap on.
Okay.
He had a jaw strap on?
Well, it's a jaw.
Jaw strap.
Jaw strap.
Is that what it's called? A chin strap?
Chin strap.
We all knew something was off.
But yeah, no, it was weird because like it like latched onto his jaw, so every time he talked, the mouth would move.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It was cool, but it made it way more freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got one more.
All right, let's get into it.
Wait, what was the answer for this one?
We're just skipping this one. This one.
That's
a fair answer.
That's not okay.
Ryan, what's your answer
for Nathan?
Yeah.
He's like zero. Zero drinks.
Sober.
Sober.
Sorry, Kim. Sorry, just one little smooch, Kim, please. Okay, here's the last athlete.
Kim.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah,
rebound.
I'm ready.
This is a good one to end on.
Rebound.
You gotta turn it. Okay.
Chris Bryant.
Oh.
Vegas guy, love him.
Sober.
He is from Vegas.
Yep. Sober.
Yeah,
but actually, personality first. I need to hear.
Great personality.
No,
awesome
like
guy.
He's, cutest, yeah. cutest.
He looks
wife,
like a gentleman.
Like, cutest.
Yes.
He is like
very sweet.
Gentleman. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Zero.
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about him, Lexi? You might know him or Bryce Harper.
Okay, this is funny because Bryce Harper goes to my gym back in Vegas, and there was one time I was lifting next to Bryce Harper, but when he's at
What?
He we aren't allowed to talk to him at the gym, but he had his hoodie on and then his Phillies hat, and he was just like lifting next to me, and you don't really like, everyone knows you don't go up to him, you don't ask for an autograph or anything, you just treat him like anyone else in the gym, but
I'm not a Bryce Harper fan.
So. I'm not either.
Yeah, I would say Chris Bryant over Bryce Harper for sure.
I think I'd say the same. Even though he's on the Giants.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't know. Harper, he just always kind of gave off that
douche
demeanor.
Yeah.
You know? Like pretty
better
cocky.
Than everyone else, yeah. Even. Like I'll
exactly.
And I understand that they want like privacy for their kid, but how they post like the emojis on all the photos, I don't know. It just seems
corny as hell.
Yeah, that's weird.
It just seems a little like, oh, like we're better than everyone else. I don't know.
It's like posting a sticker when you have alcohol in your hand at like a tailgate.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
It's like,
yeah,
we all
know.
Everyone knows what's going on here.
Yeah, it's like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
You're not fooling anyone with that
exactly.
fake Coca-Cola can over sticker over that.
The Gatorade hard seltzer.
Yeah.
That video is actually getting posted tonight.
Is it really?
Yeah, it should have been posted actually by now.
Pull it up.
I don't know where it's at, honestly. I think it
YouTube,
might
YouTube, right?
I don't know.
or is it on Instagram?
We'll pull it up. We're going to watch it after. It's 7:50. We're going to wrap up here soon.
Yeah, do a hazard button. You got enough time.
Well, no, we got to get to who's older.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were doing questions for us.
Questions? Which questions?
Like, did people ask you questions?
Oh, yeah, and fan mail. Yeah, we can't do hazard light button, brother.
We got a lot to cover in the next few minutes.
Yeah, we're going to do fan mail real quick. Yeah, luckily we only have 5. That's good. Okay. This one.
Dang.
Only 5.
Luckily.
Normally it's like 15.
That's brutal for us.
Well, no, you guys got the most sticker clicks out of everyone I've ever seen.
Oh, that's good.
His engagement.
I think everyone was pretty nervous for questions this time.
Yeah. They were like too scared to ask us questions.
Yeah, just wow. Info desk and mainline.
Oh, yes.
They're intimidated.
They're holding them
back.
That's fair. This one comes from Avery Moon.
Oh.
Madeline, what was it like living in your sorority's house? ?
It was really fun. I got to live with Avery Moon. I got to live with my best friends last year in our house, upstairs Z house. The only downfall was I did turn 21 last year, and it is a dry house. So because it's owned by Boise State campus, we can't have alcohol in the house.
Anymore.
We also couldn't have visitors because of COVID last year. So it was really fun. We lived across the street from the Sigma Chi house. So we got to hang out with those boys a lot. It was great, Avery Moon. It was great living in that house.
Shouts to Avery.
Shout out Avery, my bestie.
This one comes from Trevor Brenlin. Ask Lexi if she wants to get into broadcasting full time. I know a few agents. That sounds like a plug.
Yeah. Shout out. Thank you.
Shout out, Trev.
I'll let you
know. That's awesome.
This one comes from Anthony Lazardi. This is the UTP
the
one.
The boy.
Their thoughts on Nathaniel Scott Snyder.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. That's a great question, Anthony.
I guess we'll go around the word. Wow. We'll go around the room. Pick one word that describes him.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
Nathan.
I feel like you and I are going to have the same word. Can you go first?
Sure. Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Unique.
That was mine.
Ah, yes. Okay, I'm glad
that wasn't
first.
Mine.
Can I go ahead.
A different word.
This is more than one word, Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only one word.
We can do a phrase or more than one word, but I just unique because like he is just one of a kind.
Yeah.
Truly.
Like, he talks about, like, music, movies, and, like, the way he stores stuff in his brain.
Yeah,
he has puppets.
Yeah.
He is, like,
an encyclopedia.
Like,
he knows literally everything.
Yes.
For
there
life.
Is to know.
Just crazy.
Spits out random
weird
facts
stuff.
All the time, yeah.
Okay, what's your word, Lexi?
Well, I was going to say unique, but I would say, like, interesting. Or...
I'll count it.
Or, like, yeah. Never seen before.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Like no
quirky
other.
Is my word.
Never been done before.
That's quirky. He is.
It.
That man. He is just so quirky. I don't know.
He is.
He's like a stepdad that we all wish we had.
Yeah.
You know
and we
I mean?
He kind of
yeah.
treats us as his kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
he
what
does.
It feels
no,
like.
He
it
does.
Feels like a family and he's
it
just
does.
The single
yeah.
dad.
He's the single dad
home.
That sometimes gets mad at us.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes
he gives
yells
us
at us.
The disappointed, like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. I feel like he does that a lot to us.
Oh, yeah. He does.
You guys from
like, literally
stage.
Every day.
And I just go, oh.
I go home
I
and
done?
Cry for the next 3 hours. It's casual.
Yeah. 3 hours. Yeah. Rylan, you got a word?
Not really, to be honest with you. There's no word to describe him.
I think we kind of hit
yeah.
it.
That's true. We did kind of hit him.
We really did.
Okay. This one comes from Alice Ray. Is that how you say it? It's
Elise.
Yeah, Elise. Ask if Madeline misses Elise. Do you miss Elise?
I do. She's my best friend from home. One of my best friends. I hope she's watching. I think I sent her the link for the live. But she's awesome. I've never met somebody with like the spot on same humor as me. She is like
that's the best.
The funniest. Like we will just wheeze laughing. And I don't wheeze like ever. And she just brings out like the funniest side of me. So I do miss you, Elise, a lot. Let's get Cane's when we go home. They're opening one near my home.
That is
so.
The best toast
took Ryan
of
Cane's
all time.
Over summer break.
So yeah. Good.
Lost my Cane's virginity in May.
I lost mine in I lost mine in July, actually.
But oh my God.
Yeah, that's dank.
Where Jeez. Has it been all my life? You know,
I don't know. I've just been in Boise and
yeah.
California.
Yeah, that's kind of how there was none near me. But
yeah.
they're getting
none?
One now.
Really?
In Davis, yeah, where I'm from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kane's trip. Let's go.
Ryan's sliding with that Bitmoji again, that dinner Bitmoji from the other day in the that UTP was shop. That was so funny.
Oh, yeah. That was completely
right
on accident.
Right after, oh, yeah.
I know. I was like, that is the
really
worst
bad timing.
Time. And I was like, stay safe, Jenna. And like, I was trying to switch to the keyboard before, and it goes dinner. And it's my Bitmoji with like hearts and like champagne. I'm like...
You didn't say anything after though. You kind of just let it be. Like,
well, yeah, there's not really much you can do to recover.
I mean, you
can
back it
that.
Up, be like, oh, you know.
Oh no, I
besides,
literally said,
like,
I'm like,
sorry,
definitely
didn't mean to send that.
I was like, yeah. Definitely did not mean to send that. I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So there was that.
And so that was pretty cool. Last one.
Okay. Okay.
I think yeah. Wait. Sunny Bella Mkonda.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know Sunny.
We know Sunny. Too? Yeah.
Is
Infodesk legend.
Oh.
Ex Infodesk.
That's true.
Worker.
The goat.
But the goat.
And he says, is Sonny the goat?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Easily.
Yes, he is the goat.
100%.
And that's such a Sonny question to ask.
It is.
Like, like, am I the goat? He's literally asking. And yes, Sonny, yes, you are the goat.
Yes, you are.
That's the answer to the
100%.
Question. He's a really awesome guy, too.
He is.
So sweet. Yeah.
Down to earth. Genuine.
Yeah. Good energy, positive vibes. Mm-hmm, someone 100%. You want to be around.
Totally.
And when he's drunk, that dude is hilarious.
He's the plug, too.
Hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah.
He's gotten me into, oh my gosh, now I'm forgetting the name of it. Strange Love. They have like a VIP section.
Upstairs.
And my parents were in town for parents weekend, and he's like, here, get the like VIP passes. And I'm like,
he's
I'm with
really
my parents.
Good
and he's like, come
at,
on.
Like, just at come. Like talking to people,
yeah, he's
too.
He's got connections.
And, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to be what, like a... Not a CIA agent, but secret
FBI. I think
he is.
Yeah,
I think it's
okay.
An FBI.
He told
That's
me last
week.
Should
be saying that
he
on
is. Yeah, secret
identity.
Oh
no, yeah, he's trying to
do no, he's actually. I think he's going
to
be a painter. I don't know.
Or no,
interior
he's
design,
going to law school or something like that.
So yeah, there's the Instagram fan mail, and then we'll just do two. Who's older, celebrity edition?
Totally.
Okay, we'll get into that real quick because it is 8 o'clock. Who is older?
Okay.
Pitbull or LeBron James?
Oh, Pitbull.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say LeBron James because why not?
I'm going to go Pitbull.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It is Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
He's 40 years old.
Dang it.
Yep.
God. Thought that would trick you guys. Okay, this one's
tricked me.
This one's really close.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Justin Timberlake's older.
Oh,
really?
My gosh.
By 8 months.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Yeah. Pretty close.
All right, hit us with one more. Do we have time?
I don't have any more.
Oh, he came unprepared.
Anyway.
It's almost like it's perfect timing because it's 8 o'clock. Hey, we have a very special guest coming on next week. Just want to let y'all know. So Tuesday, I'm going to botch this name. He plays for the Boise State football team, Cyrus.
Oh, he's coming on my podcast Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're just going to run it back to back.
Back to back. Should we get him on hold mic too at this point?
I think you have to. Yeah. Speaking of hold the
Cyrus.
Mic, do you want to do a quick plug on that?
Yeah. So Jenna Vitamonti and I have a podcast together. It's a sports podcast called Hold the Mic. We're both very busy people, so we try to interview when we can. But it's a sports podcast where we interview coaches, players, athletes. And we just got a mind specialist or like a sports performance coach on there. And one of my favorite episodes so far. So go check it out.
It's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thanks for the plug.
Hey, you're welcome. You guys, thank you for tuning in to the Takeover Sports Podcast. This has been episode 93. Your boy, Ryan Siekert and Rylan Dawson. We'll see you next Tuesday. Y'all have a good one.
Nice time for the take.